And that kind of is big and profound and isn't. It also is quite sort of ordinary in a certain sort of way. And my actual practice day to day does seem very ordinary. I was saying yesterday, oh, if I was giving this talk 10 years ago, it would have all been full of, you know, red emotion and poetry. And it's sort of like, what? I was walking home yesterday thinking, what is metta to me now? What do I do? It just feels like normal or something. And somebody else said that to said, well, that's pretty good if it's your normal experience. No, it's not that, sad to say. I can't say I'm always living in metta. That's not quite what I meant. But, yeah, it's like... I suppose I'm not looking for it to be the big experience so much anymore. I don't think I have had or will have. I don't really think I will have a big experience that's going to just change everything. Certainly not anything that's going to suddenly make me a perfect being or something. I think the fruits of practice are the ability to practice. In the way I said about, you know, you start off slightly off course and then you kind of get a bit nearer in to where you need to be going. I just think the more I practice, the more effectively I can practice. My capacity to turn towards more of my experience increases. Do that more effectively and particularly more confidently. I think one of the main fruits of practice is Shraddha, actually. There's just an increasing confidence in what I'm doing and the possibility of that having an effect in the world. So yeah, my practice feels ordinary, not I'm constantly in metta. But it's just about really basic things, actually. Most of them about me. Often I come back to the problem is I need to get enough sleep. Well, my practice needs to be trying to find ways to find the conditions that would allow me to have a bit more sleep. It's about trying to be a bit softer with my aversion to being tired, or like today having a cold. I start to tighten up around that and start to feel sorry for myself because things aren't quite as pleasant physically as I'd like. It's about trying to remember to get some exercise sometimes. Quite simple, it just seems so basic, but that's really kind of where a lot of my metta practice seems to lie these days.